My friend, are you silently struggling? Are you consumed with remorse at the end of the night for reacting in anger with your kids? Do you often catch yourself in a negative attitude and saying unhelpful or even hurtful words to your family? Do you wish you could be calm and patient and peaceful and kind and lighthearted with your kids? I know you do. I want to invite you to join Calm Christian Mom Coaching Program. This week only, I am offering over $1,000 in bonuses if you choose to enroll into my Calm Christian Mom Coaching Program. I do not want you to miss this. First, let me just say this program is 100% money back guarantee. You either get results or I give you a full refund at week 12. Second, if you enroll this week, you get an additional 4 weeks of coaching with me for free. And third, the next 3 months are going to pass regardless. I want you to look back at these 3 months and be proud of the mom that you showed up for your kids. With God's help, I know you're able to experience a transformation that is so massive that those around you will be able to notice the positive changes in you. If you're ready to break generational anger and pass on an emotionally healthy legacy for your kids, book a consultation call using the link in the show notes. I cannot wait to connect with you. I have an announcement to make. You probably already read the title of this episode, but yes, I am leaving social media. I'm leaving my Instagram profile. That was my main profile where I would show up on a regular basis and create content and just show my face in my daily life. And I decided to leave that platform and just get off social media. And I'm about to share with you why. Hey, friend. I am so glad that you are here. I wanted to share with you my journey. I feel like I've been going through a ton of changes spiritually in the last couple months, especially the last few weeks. God has been really, really tugging at my heart and working in my heart. He has directed me to shift my business from stress coaching for moms to focusing on Christian moms, because you realize it or not, but there's a different way to talk to, you know, believers and Christians about emotional regulations and regulation in our sin and, you know, our actions and destructive anger. There's just a different way moms hear and take in that message. And I've been feeling so pulled and led by God to just redirect. And I've been kind of resisting it, honestly, for a while, because I was just afraid, because I feel like there's this extra responsibility as a believer, as if you're leading and teaching. I'm like, I have to make sure everything is backed up by scripture. And so it was really like really challenging for me actually to make that decision. I was going back and forth for a while, but here I am. And I wanted to share with you that I've been listening recently to a few podcasts. One of them is by Sandy Cooper, and the name of that podcast is The Balanced Momcast. And she talked a lot recently about social media. I came across her listening to a Christian business podcast, and they had a whole episode about leaving social media for like business owners and how to run a business without social media, and talking about how it takes up so much time and energy and pulling you away from your family and actually other ways that you can serve others. And it just, I went to Sandy's podcast and I binge listened to a bunch of episodes about social media. And she actually is so fun that her and I are going to meet up this week, because she lives in Jacksonville, Florida, where I live. And I messaged her and emailed her. I'm like, hey, I've been listening to your podcast. I'd love to meet you in person. I'm also a podcaster. And she agreed. And I'm like, oh my gosh, so exciting. So I get to meet her. Anyways, back to my social media dilemma here. I just, like, as I was listening to a lot of her episodes, I'm like, this really resonates with me. It's scary, but I think this is what I need to do, because I was reflecting quite a bit about the previous year and things that are not working. And I've been feeling so convicted that I've been like not spending my time wisely. I was listening to another I'm a podcast listener, as you can tell. I was listening to another podcast about business, and she was talking about, she says this phrase multiple times. She's like, you can always make more money. You can never make more time. Your time is your most valuable asset. And I'm like, wow, that really hit me, because I'm like, where am I not using my time wisely? I set this, I created a screen. saver or whatever, wallpaper for my phone. And it says, my time is my most valuable asset. I can never make more time. And every time I would pick up my phone to just like check social media or whatever, I'm like, oh, I saw that. I'm like, that is my reminder. I can never make more time. I need to use my time wisely. I need to be a wise steward of my time, because if you think about it, you get to live this life only once. And how many of us literally waste hours of our day just scrolling on social media? And it was so convicting to me, okay? So I was like journaling about it, and I was writing down like, what is social media stealing from me? Because I feel like it's been stealing from me. I feel like it's not adding any value to my life. If so, very minor. And it's actually taking more from me. And it's not just Instagram. It's also TikTok and YouTube Shorts and Facebook, because Facebook has Reels now. They're designed to give you a dopamine rush, to keep you addicted. Like, and it's crazy how much this little device, our phone, can take so much from us and just keep us so addicted. Have you ever been to like an event or anything? Like, people are just sitting in their phones all the time. People are not present. And you know, I've been actually pretty good when like I get together with people, my phone is away. It's in my purse. Like when I would be with my family back in Minnesota and like spend time with them, my phone would be away in my purse for hours and hours, and I wouldn't take it out. And so like sometimes my husband's like, I can't contact you. I've been trying to call you. And like, why are you not picking up? I'm like, I'm sorry. My phone was away. I was spending time with family. And like, I don't pull out my phone that often, but I've noticed that when I'm at home, especially during the day when I'm working and the kids are in school, I take out my phone a lot, and I constantly just gravitate to social media, even though I have all notifications turned off on my social media. Nothing, there's no dings, there's no red, there's no vibration, there's no red, you know, things that pop up unless I open the app and see what's going on. Yet still, I felt like I was spending, I had time limits on my phone for 2 hours for social media every day, and I was still go past that time. It's crazy. And you know, like, yes, there's work-related stuff, but honestly, most of that time I was not doing work-related stuff. Can you believe it? And spending that much time on social, it's crazy. Anyways, I'm going to go through the list of what I felt like social media was stealing from me. It was stealing me my time with God. It was stealing me from spending more time with God. You know, in the mornings I would get up and have my alone time and I read the Bible, and then my phone is next to me and I keep wanting to like go on social media. And sometimes I would, but it's like, whoa, like I could be reading the Bible more. I could be praying more, but here I am just gravitating to social media, which is like so messed up, right? And you know, like, it's not easy. It's not easy for me to make this decision because it's scary. I feel like I'm disconnected and I'll be missing out. And I have this free platform where I can create more leads and get more clients. But I'll touch on that a little bit later. Like, there's also a reason for that too, okay? It was also stealing my time, like lots of my time. That's like probably the biggest thing. It was stealing my time, and it was adding absolutely no value to my day. You see all these reels, you're like, oh my gosh, that's so funny. I relate with that. And it is silly and you can laugh about it. And I would send some to my husband, my sisters, and my friends, but I and post them on my stories. But like for the most part, like the stuff that you even see there, you just see it so quickly and you move on and literally adds no value. Like how much stuff that you found on social media, you're like, oh my gosh, this is so valuable. Now I'm going to implement this in my day. Maybe, right? There's some like hacks or whatever, but for the most part, not really. You still move on with your life and do the same thing. You don't really grow and evolve and mature through like social media.
I felt like it was becoming an addiction. Literally, I was picking up my phone and wanting to just touch, you know, social media apps and just like to pass time, go to the bathroom. I always have to grab my phone, look at social media, in the car when my husband's driving. And it's like, whoa, this is crazy. It's just stealing so much from me, you know, like it, you get that dopamine rush. You really do, that dopamine hit every time you spend time, like you get a notification or a red mark over there that somebody messaged you and everything. And then it's like, you keep being addicted. I mean, it's designed that way. It's not just you, it's everybody. That's why so many people are just spending hours of their life on their phone and not adding any value and use to their life. I've also noticed that it was causing agitation with the kids when I was interrupted. I'm sure you relate. Like, if you're a normal human, you get it. Like, when you're trying to watch something and then you're... kids are like needing you or wanting you, and they get into an argument or keep coming out of bed when you're trying to relax in the evening, scrolling on your phone, and you get so pissed off and just maybe even say something rude to them. And I'm like, whoa, like I would catch myself being snappy with them. And I'm like, they're not even doing anything wrong. They're just being kids. And here I am, because I am trying to look at this reel and finish it or this YouTube video, right? And so I've been just like noticing that it was not affecting me in my relationship with my kids. And like modeling, right? Like, you're not modeling great stuff to your kids that you're on your phone so much. At least I felt like that was a conviction to me as well. Like, look at this list. There's just so much. Also, I felt like I could use my time better, in a sense of like, I could create more podcasts for you. I could better my course. I could like create new content for you and just write emails that are more helpful with tips and hacks. Like, I could be doing so much more helpful stuff than spending and wasting my time on social media. Also, like, I have noticed that even though, honestly, like for the full year, over a year, I felt like I was consistently showing up on a regular basis on social media. I took a week off last year in January when we went on vacation, and about a month off in the summertime when we were moving states. But the rest of the time, I was showing up consistently. I was doing stories. I was doing posts. I would, because I hired a help coach about social selling. And it was all about like creating connections via DMs and like inviting people to like get on a call with you and support them, offer them guidance. And it was awesome and great. And like, and I would try those things, but my business would just not go forward where I wanted it to go. Like, I was not getting the conversions and the leads like I thought I would. The clients I did get, they were through my podcast. They were not through social media. And I felt like I was spending so much time and energy in creating content of like, and you know, posts and reels and stories, and I was not getting the return for my investment in the long run. Like, it just felt so discouraging. And it was good. It pushed me out of my comfort zone. It helped me like create an offer. And like, I'm so glad that I still bought that like program, and that was still helpful, but it was just not getting me where I wanted to go in my business. And so I wasn't getting the engagement, and I was getting really defeated and discouraged. And right before Christmas in 2022, I took like a couple weeks off because kids had a long Christmas break, and I did not want to go back. I did not miss being present on social media. I'm like, oh, this actually feels so much relief not to have to show up consistently. Like, there's so much pressure to show up on a regular basis to make sure you look decent. And I'm not talking about perfection or anything, but there's just, it's a lot of energy. Unless you've done it, you don't get it. Like, to show up on a regular basis and like give value consistently, be helpful. And it takes a lot out of you. It really does. And being a highly sensitive person, like it's a lot, you know? Also, like in social media, there's so much competition. It's like, I know what's her name, Sandy, when I was listening to her podcast, she was saying, it's like screaming at a concert. Nobody can hear me. I keep putting my offer out there. I'm putting my value out there. I'm showing people my knowledge, showing them the support that I can offer them, and like getting nowhere. Unless you have like a team or someone that runs it, or you're just absolutely amazing, or you like took off from doing something silly and stupid. But like for the most part, accounts that are teaching educational stuff, they're not really growing that much. It's those people that do entertainment that are growing. Or people that do education, that means they either have someone running it for them and they, somebody who specializes in social media, knows all the latest and greatest tricks and trends, and or they've been doing it for years and they already grew a large audience because they started 7-8 years ago when it was so much easier to beat the algorithm. And right now it's so much more complicated. And I'm sorry, I'm just going down the rabbit hole of like social media and how it was like not serving me. And unless you're in this world and like the business aspect, like you don't necessarily need to know it. So I'm sorry, I just kind of got down that path explanation. Okay. I felt that I haven't come across this myself much. I've only had a few of like negative comments and trolls, but being a highly sensitive person, it really gets to you. I remember somebody's like, "You're such a bad mom. Why would you do that?" And it's like, I know I'm a good mom. Like, why would you say that? And it's like some random person that doesn't know anything about me and my life and who I am and what I do. And so like, there's a lot of negativity on social media. And thankfully, I didn't have much encounter with that. And God probably just protected me because he knows how sensitive I am. But that's like another reason why I left, because I don't want to deal with it. I don't. Like, no. Why? Like, no. No, I want to protect myself. I think the other biggest thing is that I got sucked in, even though I know this, right? Like I sucked in into finding my value and worth and having people, those likes and those numbers. And when I'm not growing and like the way I want to, you feel so defeated and discouraged. And then besides just that, comparing myself to other creators and other content creators who are started around the same time as I did and who are growing faster and having more success, and comparing myself like around Christmas time in December, people are putting up their Christmas tree and their house looks so lovely and all these things and their lives and going on vacations and all these things that I desire, but I'm not able to have at this time. And for one reason or another, right? And like comparing myself with that and feeling like it takes away from being grateful. Like you're just grumpy and like down that you don't have those things. But instead you could be grateful, but it's so much harder to be grateful when you constantly see that in your face and like you want it or not, but you compare. Okay. So like it was taking away from like my positive mindset. It was like mentally negatively affecting me. It was creating negative thoughts and like, well, maybe if you would have tried harder, maybe if you were better, people would like you better. Like it's crazy. It really is. Like if, unless you're super aware of it, like you don't recognize how much it affects you. Okay. Have you ever seen Social Dilemma, a Netflix documentary? It is scary how much information they track from you and then they like give you ads and show you ads because they collect all this information from you, what you like, what you don't like. It is scary, absolutely scary. And that is another thing that like, I remember I watched a documentary a long time ago and I'm like, wow, I was kind of like blown away by like how it's so designed to be addicting. Absolutely, like it's designed on purpose, and no wonder you're struggling to putting it away. And guess what? It's gonna affect your emotional wellness too. Okay, right? Because when you see those things that you compare yourself with, and that like that creates thoughts for you, And if it's negative thoughts, it's negative mindset, and negative thoughts create negative feelings. And when you're feeling yucky and have negative feelings, you're going to react negatively emotionally, right? If you're just comparing yourself, you're like, oh, my life sucks. I can't have this. I want this. And my husband can't earn that much money. And like this, and like, I can't have that. My kids are this, and her kids look perfect. Look how well they are behaving. And then you compare yourself and you're not grateful for what you do have. And you're just seeing everything from a negative lens, and what you focus on expands and it gets bigger. And it brings up feelings of just discouragement, defeated, and like feeling low and grumpy. And it just comes out in your tone and your energy and your emotional regulation. And so it affects you. It's this spiral. Anyways, all of this to say, this is the reason I'm leaving social media. I have decided that I'm gonna leave social media. I will leave my account open. It's like active, but I will not be having a presence on there. I will not be showing up on there. And that is why this is my reason, unless God is going to call me back to social media. But for now, for this coming year, I will not be a presence on there. And if you want to connect with me, you can email me hello@emotionallyhealthylegacy.com. You can tell me what you want to hear on this podcast. And if you have any questions, I am here to support you and to guide you and mentor you. And we are going to be moving forward, and we'll be talking quite a bit about anger and destructive anger and how it can cause so much damage in relationships, where it comes from, what's contributing to it, how to overcome it, how to deal with it, how to get control over it. Like, we'll be going deep. I've been kind of like talking to God a lot, and God has been leading me to the path of talking more about anger. And I get to learn more and grow deeper with God and connect with Him and have Him teach me more. And then I get to pass that on and tell you what I have learned. And before I let you go, I want to challenge you and have you question yourself. What is social media stealing from you? How is it affecting you in your life, your mental well-being and your emotional well-being, your time? What is it stealing from you? This is a really good question to reflect on. I would challenge you to journal about this tonight, or reach out to me or email me and just tell me, what is social media stealing from you? I would love to connect with you and go deeper, and we can chat about that. My friend, if you have found this episode helpful in any way, shape, or form, please share it with a friend. And may God bless you. I'll be praying for you, and I'll see you next time.
Last reminder before you go, this week only through May 25th, if you join 12-week Calm Christian Mom Coaching Program, you will get an additional 4 weeks of coaching with me for free. The program is completely risk-free. You either get results or you get a full refund at week 12. If you want to overcome out of control anger, book a consultation call. Use the link in the show notes.